Okay, the biggest and best in sports coming your way over the next 2 hours at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker Campbell, and I tell you, it is so good to be back in the saddle, wishing all of you a happy new year and 2015. We have secured another outstanding lineup. We have got you totally covered over the next 2 hours. But at first, we are going to take time to recap some bowl games, and there are plenty of stories to tell. What a pleasure it is to welcome in from CBS Sports, the college football analyst, a former defensive standout at the University of Texas, and that is Brian Jones. Brian is joining us on our celebrity guest line, driven by Stewart Cadillac. Stewart Cadillac, real people, real value, real simple, and by SCORE, the Athletes Network. There is no off-season at SCORE at SCORE.com. Happy New Year, Brian. It's good to have you with us on this Friday
Happy
night.
Happy New Year to you, Big E. I need one of those Cadillacs. Come on, hook me up.
Hey, you'd look real good, especially in a pink one, right?
I know. Get a brother of one of them Broham.
Oh, my dad. I drove one for many, many years. Well, talk to me here. We've a lot of anticipation for the 2015 year, a brand new start, of course, for the Longhorns, and I know you will want that after that, embarrassing 31-7 loss by Arkansas in the Texas Bowl. That was disappointing. What were your takeaways?
Yeah, let's talk about our embarrassing loss before we get to your alma mater's embarrassing
loss. I know,
loss.
True.
Texas, and I say we, as if I'm out there playing. I'm not, of course. But I tell you what, when you have an inconsistent football team, which they have really been on the offensive side of the ball, especially at the quarterback position, you're going to struggle. And we're talking about an Arkansas defense that shut out LSU, shut out Ole Miss. So they're a damn good football team on that side of the ball. They really put it on in a net Texas offense. So not surprised that they handed it to the offense. A little surprised at the 59 total yards. That leaves a heck of a lot to be desired, but it's a work in progress, and I've tried to talk some of my Longhorn faithful back from that ledge, like, listen, this is what you get. You got as green as they come on the defense, on the offensive line.
Yeah.
It doesn't get any greener than what we have up there, and I know there have been some green shoots, here and there during this football season, but when you're young like that, you're inconsistent on the offensive line, at the quarterback position especially, you're going to get what you had the other night. But I'm still very optimistic about this football team and where they're headed. I'm optimistic, more than optimistic, and comfortable and have a ton of confidence in this coaching staff. And you look at the type of recruits they're getting already, Malik Jefferson, his teammate, and, I mean, they're getting – tons of guys that they need to rebuild this program, and they're going to do it. They got to get their type of guys in there.
Well, it's been a year of transition, no doubt about it. You referred to this team being young. Obviously, the inconsistencies were shown. But when you are huddling up with some of your former teammates, I mean, you're a proud alum. How willing are the fans, the alumni like yourself, how willing are you to be patient?
They are not. They're not willing to be patient at all. I am. Because I understand that this cake is not baked, not even close to being baked. And I understand it's going to take a minute for them to right the ship. And I would say at the end of next season, if we're still looking as poorly, as badly as they looked the other night, yeah, we've got issues then. But I don't foresee that occurring. I think we're going to be just fine. But you're right. You get these marquee programs, they're going to be a large percentage of the fan base that's going to be impatient. They want to see it now. Well, it doesn't happen like that. I know in this world of immediacy we live in now, where just at the you flip on your cell phone and you can send a message around the world. No, that's not how it works in football. You got to build this thing from the ground up. You got to build a foundation. They've started building that foundation, and like I said, you've seen a lot of positive notes with this football team, but the last thing we've seen is going to leave a very bad taste in our mouth for a long, long time until we see this team back on the field playing a regular season game again. But that being said, it's a work in progress. They're going to get it right. They'll get their type of quarterback in there, their type of players, and we'll move forward. But you know, you're right. Your alma mater, my alma mater, any of these marquee schools, their fan base, they're not terribly patient. Never have been, never will be, but they're going to have to find a way to do it.
You are listening to the voice of Brian Jones from CBS Sports, their college football analyst, tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. Brian is joining us on our Stewart Cadillac guest line, and also our good friends, our latest sponsor, The Score, the Athletes Network. There is no offseason at Score at score.com. So in your mind, Brian, what kind of timetable are you talking about for Texas? You were saying to right the ship. I mean, to restore this program.
Next year, I think a season. I think this year was about laying the foundation and letting these guys that are definitely coming back know that this is how we're going to do things here at the University of Texas now. So I think next year, as I said, at the end of next season, if we're sitting here looking at a team that's 6-6 or 6-7, we've got issues. But I don't foresee that happening. I think they turn this thing around. They get a quarterback in there they can believe in, that team can believe in. They get bigger, tougher, like they did this year. I mean, the tenacity with which they played this season, it was a huge improvement upon the last couple of years. And you don't have this sense of self-entitlement. They're going to be fine. We need to calm down. I know that last impression was not good, but Longhorn fans, it's going to be all right. Just chill out.
Everybody's got to take a deep breath and exhale just a bit. Okay, so the first-year head coach, Charlie Strong, I wanted to get your reaction from his comments after the game against Arkansas. He said, at some point, we've got to develop and get pride back into the program. My question to you, Brian, is this a program that's lacking pride? Because it certainly seems like it's lacking some passion and energy, but pride?
Yeah, well, that was part of his spiel when he took over last year. You know, he needed to inject the team with some energy, with some toughness, and that pride. And he's correct. You got to have pride in your work, and that's key. It's paramount to help you get over the hurdles. You look at a team like Florida State coming off a national championship winning season, didn't dominate teams this year like they did during that championship season, but yet they're still sitting there undefeated because they have pride. Even though they get behind the eight ball, they find a way to win. That's the key to their success this year. Not as dominant as it was a year ago, but still just as successful, sitting there undefeated once again. It's about having pride. It's about, you know, we talk about this on my radio show all the time, Big E. My co-host Chris Moore is always saying, well, these guys have nothing to play for, and we're talking about the NFL. Well, yeah, they do. I don't care if you're sitting there at 1-14 and you got one game left, or 2-14 or 2-13. You have pride to play for always, because anytime you go out there on that field, you're essentially signing your autograph with your play. You're saying, this is who I am. This is who I am as an athlete, as a person. I give up or I don't give up. I curl up in the fetal position or I keep fighting. I don't care if it looks dire. You have to keep hustling, keep fighting. It is about pride. You know, either that guy across from you, the line of scrimmage initiates the contact, or you initiate it. That's what it's all about.
The college football conversation continues with Brian Jones from CBS Sports here at YSR in just a moment.